Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our podcast,
Mum
and Son podcast. So
this is Mum Monica.
Yep, she wasn't here in the last episode.
No. And that was a great surprise, Manav. I knew you guys were doing something for me, but it was really surprised to kind of hear after all the editing was done by Daddy. And, you know, when the podcast was released, yeah. I heard everything then. And it was so sweet. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And I also had a great day at Mother's Day. There were some hiccups in the restaurant, but
definitely
there were. But I guess we got over that as a family, didn't we?
Yeah, we stuck together.
We stuck together. That's the word. Thank you. Now, in today's episode, we are going to talk about siblings. So this podcast is going to be useful for parents who have more than one child, and you can listen to this podcast with your elder child or children who understand, you know, the sibling dynamic and who are big enough to understand our conversation. So we are going to share some tips on how to have fun with your sibling, and if you get annoyed, if your sibling annoys you, you're not the only one, because Manav's brother also annoys him, so you're not the only one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that is not a secret.
No. So stay tuned for another fun episode. So without further ado, Manav, it's not gonna be a question or answer.
Uh-huh.
Conversation. It will be a mix of, you know, the flow conversation, and I'll
and
kind of throw
some, like, a question and answer, but story.
Yeah, mix, like how we love to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can start with what sibling mean. I know most of us know what sibling mean, but
yeah,
maybe to
just
start
a little
with.
Recap.
Yeah, we can start what. What is sibling?
Well, sibling is like, is someone from your family.
Bad mommy.
Yeah, from your parents. Mm. Basically, like, your blood.
Mm.
Kind of like that. Like, or live in the same house with you.
Oh, to make it simple, a sibling is someone who has the same parent
as you.
That means your brother or sister.
Or twin.
Or twin, yeah. And in this case, we have a
brother.
Yes. Now, what's fun about having Moksh in your life?
What's fun about having him? Well, he's so cute. I just want to hug him.
Mm.
But he's not a touchy person like I am.
Mm.
So, sometimes when he wants to be hugged, that's what makes me love him so much.
Mm.
I get to hug him. That's also something fun. That's like one thing that's fun. But also something that's fun is like, we get to play together.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for some reason, when we're playing, I kind of teach him what I like.
Mm.
So we incorporate that.
Mm.
And then it's just a mixture, and like, it's like either, and usually we play teamwork games,
mm,
which is really fun.
Yeah, I see you guys do that a lot.
And not like board games, as in teamwork games, like teamwork creative,
pretend games.
Yeah.
I see you guys doing a lot of pretend plays, and Moksh, I don't know how much you have fun, but I have observed that Moksh really loves playing with you,
uh-huh,
be it Lego or those sword games or ball or just pretend games, being a funny dinosaur or running around. So I can see him having fun.
Yeah.
Do you have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We do. And one of our favorite games is pretending we're octonauts, because one day he was watching this movie, right? And then, actually, I think I should save this for later.
Okay, then. Yep. Okay, so going from fun to what's not so fun? I know you have a big
piece. That is pretty easy. Even though I love him, that is pretty easy. Because, like I said at the start, he annoys me so much.
Mm, he does, yeah.
He plays with my Lego. Mm. Then he keeps on telling me to put it underneath the bed. I only did that, like, twice.
Yeah.
But then I did not do it the rest.
Yeah. So sometimes he fights over the toys. Yeah. And
even if I'm like, you get half and I get half, he's like, no. And he just steals it.
Because you guys have a big age gap. And
6 years.
Yeah. And he's still only 3. And he is still learning the concept of sharing. So sometimes it is annoying probably on your end to be able to kind of, yeah, you don't want to share, but you have to because he's just becoming,
yeah,
like he's crying or, you know, being annoyed.
But like throwing it around and breaking it, so then I can't get it.
Mm.
I hate it when he breaks my Legos.
I know.
Especially when they're my good Legos.
Yeah, and he has done that.
Yeah.
He has done that. Well, what is the lesson from that then?
Keep my Legos hidden.
Yes.
Even though I don't do that, I'll try and do that again.
So, and sometime, I wouldn't say, okay, I can see things, but I want you to share, think about it and share. There are other things that's not so fun.
Yeah. When I'm trying, since I'm a touchy person, and Moksha is non-touchy.
Ah, yeah.
I like to hug him and kiss him. And he's like, go away, no.
He's very particular. So when he's hurt, he wants you and he wants to be hugged and picked by you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah, not picked on, like picked up.
Picked up by you, sorry. Yeah, English is my second language, Mano. Thank you so much for correcting.
Don't worry, that's my first
lift up. He wanted to be hugged and lifted up by
like
you.
Carry,
yeah. So that's fun, but when you want to hug him and want to be loved, he doesn't want to be touched.
Not now, I'm not hurt.
Yeah, so that's not fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can come to us for hugs and kisses.
I always do. Every morning, every night. I try to do it every night, but it just doesn't happen. I get the kiss, but sometimes not the hug.
Oh, you do. Come on. You get hugs from 5 o'clock to 9 o'clock before you get to bed. You need to keep a diary and write how many hugs you get.
Before, I think how many hugs I've got so far is like 1 bill.
Maybe. Okay, so what's not so fun is, you know, he wants to take over your toys, your room sometimes, and there is no privacy sometimes.
Yeah.
And the major thing is when you are in your online class, he sometimes just budges in, opens the door.
Yeah, because every week he's like, Dada, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing dishes. Because whenever he comes from swimming, because I have online classes.
Yeah.
And then, like, on Tuesday is one of my online classes. So then after, and I'm like, so his swimming is before the online class. So when he comes in, it's like in the middle of my online class. And then he's like, oof.
Yeah, sometimes we don't even know where he is and he's already in the room. So that's not so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any funny sibling story or stories that you want to share?
Well, one day, Mukchu was like, I have a problem. So then it was like, I have a solution. Or like...
No, we ask, what is the problem?
Yeah. But he was like...
I have a problem.
No, Daddy was like, eat some of your food and then we go on a walk. But Moksha was like, I have a problem. I eat some food and then I watch TV. And we knew he meant solution.
Yeah. And what did you say?
I have a problem, and that problem is you.
Yeah, that was quite funny. Any other funny stories that you could think of?
He used to say he used to swap his M and N. So on that same day, he was like, I'm going to take my nap.
Instead of nap.
Yeah.
Oh, Mokshu, sorry. I know you will hear all these stories when you are big enough to.
I just hope you don't.
We're not making fun of you.
Yeah, no.
No.
No, don't worry.
Don't worry.
I just hope you don't remember these. Because then we'll just...
Oh, no. He remembers. You know what? The other day, we were talking about Cruz. And he remembered the ice cream that he dropped.
He dropped ice cream?
Well, Daddy says yes. So, yes, he remembered. He remembers everything, Manav. So...
I remember a few things from my past. Like, when we first arrived here, me and Daddy went to Costco. And then Paw Patrol cars. But no, we are not.
Yes, those Paw Patrol cars are still in our garage.
And Mokshu plays with them.
Loves playing with them. So, yeah, that was... I think I have a problem. It was quite funny. We all wanted to hear about his problem. And he said, I have a problem. I want to watch TV. And that was hilarious.
Wasn't that the one I just said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the another one I can think of is, he used to say, you know, with the traffic signals, he used to say, green, stop, red, go. No matter how many times we corrected him, system, brain was just... stuck with the opposite.
Yeah.
And initially he did not know. He would say like opposite, but later he knew. Now he's okay. Yeah. He says green go, red stop.
At the red light he saw us moving a bit.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
Then he thought that.
I don't know what made him think that.
And then moving. Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah, but
trying
it was
to
hilarious.
Think of both of those two.
Moving on. Now, before we finish our conversation today, what are some amazing tips that you want to share with your friends who are listening, who have siblings and parents who have more than one children? What are the tips for getting along with your siblings?
Well, first of all is... if you're touchy and if you don't know what touchy means...
You are
means,
really stuck with that touchy thing, aren't you, Manav?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So with that touchy, if you're touchy, that means like you hug a lot and you kiss a lot. So if you're touchy, use your touchiness on your... if you're having a new sibling and if you don't know if they're touchy or not, use that on your sibling. If they hug you like when they're old enough... and if you still don't know if they're touchy or not, you can hug them, you can kiss them. If they do the same thing to you or if they keep on wanting you to do it, then that means they're also touchy, I think, in my perspective. But if they're signaling a bit or trying to like push you away as in like not wanting you to hug him or her, so not wanting to hug him or her or kiss him or her, that means they're not touchy. So you could do that if you have a new baby. Another tip is if they have a lot of temper and they get mad very quick.
Which Mox does
at times. Try and roll with their flow a bit and then try and shape them into... getting away with that madness, but make sure you don't get too much mad. Make sure you don't get him mad too much, or else he might notice, or he'll just stay very easily mad. Maybe.
I think if I can paraphrase that, Moksh is still learning how to regulate his emotions. So today when he came back from outside. He wanted to watch TV. Uh-huh. And we were not ready for TV because it was dinner time. So he was throwing tantrums, crying, whatever. But both mommy, daddy and Manav, we just kind of gave him space to cry and be angry.
Uh-huh.
And he was constantly asking about TV. We were just constantly telling him it's dinner time, TV tomorrow morning. And then we came to our dining table.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of, in few minutes, he kind of followed us and sat down with us. So when he was calmer, he was able to.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's what you were trying to say.
That was a bit of shaping him a bit into getting away with that anger, like making deals. I think that might be a good way to kind of shape it, like shape him or her.
Because
then when you give good deals, then also don't go too much into deals,
because
then you'll have to shape them out of deals, and it'll be hard to shape them into the right no deal, no temper, just good.
Because you don't want to bribe them, say, hey, don't cry, I will give you chocolate. That you don't want to do that, because
if you keep on doing
you
that,
have to take him out of chocolate then.
Which will be really hard to shape.
Sure.
And then unshape and reshape in too much. So you have to do a good mixture of a lot of things to shape him into that, shape him or her into that non-temporary.
And so going back to tips, do you think taking turns while playing would be a nice tip?
Yeah.
Mm.
And if they're old enough, like if they're in kindy or year one, maybe try and teach them, like, taking turns in watching TV, like, 20 minutes or half an hour for each person. Because we usually use an alarm for Mooksh, and that also helps us shape him. But he's kind of getting out of shape in our shaping, because then he gives tantrums saying, 2 minutes. And then after that, 2 minutes, 4 minutes. And then once we close the TV for good,
you know,
like
what
for
he's
that
been
day,
doing, Manav? Sorry to interrupt you. You don't see because either you are in your room or school. Lately, after alarm, yes, it he's finding hard to regulate few minutes, but he is closing the TV himself. So the
sometimes
deal
I do
is,
see that.
The deal is, when the alarm goes off, you have to let him hear that alarm until he closes the TV. If I close the alarm, the sound is off, his brain does not understand.
He says, I don't hear it. So he has to hear it. And I remember how the alarm started was that he said, the TV's broken, when it wasn't actually broken. And he
said, had to say something.
Yeah. When the alarm, but the fixers will fix it. But only when the alarm goes, then we have, then the TV will close.
Yeah.
And when daddy's working, when the alarm goes, he turns off the TV from his phone because he has an app that can control the TV.
But lately, Moksh is big enough now, so we want Moksh to take control and responsibility of actions too. So yeah, alarm goes off and we're training him to close TV by himself. So that's a very good tip if some of you are struggling with the TV, like we all are with children. How about saying sorry when you fight? Do you think it's a great tip from an elder sibling like yourself to model correctly for your younger sibling?
Yes. But also, sometimes I don't think that works on Mo.
He is, I'll repeat this, he's still very young.
Yeah.
Very young. But I also know he is genuinely sorry when he understands that he have done mistakes.
Yeah.
But what I have noticed is if you ask him to say sorry, then he won't say sorry.
But so whenever he gets in trouble, he used to come to me and I say, why'd you do that, Mooksh? Go say sorry to daddy or go say sorry to mommy.
And he's come and said sorry, yes. So that's again another very good tip for parents. Sometimes, you know, if as a parent we have to play different roles, we can't always be lovey-dovey. We have to be firm and teach them discipline in a way too. In our house, when parents are on a firmer side, most especially, you know, the siblings become a team, and I think that's working well in our favor because they listen to each other, so they become one team, and it becomes like children versus parent team, adult. So especially it works with our little one when the little one is doing something that he's not supposed to, and parents are on a firmer end, then he goes to brother, and brother takes this opportunity to kind of model and teach, and like, hey Mokshu, what you did was not right. Can you please go and say sorry? And which is working.
Yeah, it's working all really
right.
Well.
Yeah, that's another tip, right? What else? Is there anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think before we go, one thing I would really like to share is have space, like give that space. He is learning, but I will make sure he respects your privacy and space when he is big enough to understand that. Mm-hmm. And we are also constantly teaching you to give your brother some space, because there are times of the day where he just wants to read book and not want to be touched or played or
drink his milk.
So that's when we don't talk to him, we give him space and he does his own thing.
Because like I play my Lego and that's how I relax.
Yes.
And if he comes in, he disturbs my relaxing.
Yeah, which he does, and we're constantly trying.
And for some reason
to teach him,
I thought that I needed to implant a lock on my door.
You did. Yeah.
And I'm like, can I please get a lock on my door? Can I please get a lock?
Yeah. To get him out of your room, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know that was, that happened when he broke your Lego creation. Yes, I remember that part. All right. On that note, thank you so much for staying till the end and listening to our podcast. Thank you for liking, sharing, and subscribing to our channel. Please keep supporting. On that note, we will see you next time. Over and out.
Bye.